escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is the biggest remaining question about the Browns?
Yeah.
Again, fairly just like, hey, okay, what's left that, you know, to be decided here?
Mm-hmm.
And I what surprised me was not the amount of people that were interested in it, but the amount of responses that I got, which were, if I had seven people to reach out to me, there were five different answers, which I thought was interesting.
Do you have the answers in front of you? Because I instantly agreed with Ashley's assessment of it, which was what happens with Quinshon Judkins. But there is, 12 different places we can take this.
So I don't have them in front of me because that's yesterday's Twitter, and that would
too,
be
too far of a scroll back.
I get so many at Nick Wilson says I on TikTok as well. TikTok, I get so many people
just hounded with your messages.
Really, this goes back to the laziness part of it.
You might need an assistant to keep up with all of these messages.
That's true. Hey, would you like?
Would I like to be your assistant?
Well, because I didn't invite you to the Fantasy League and I'm getting flagged for it.
Is this the makeup?
So I just want you to tell me no on it so that I can move to another candidate.
I'll be your assistant if you become Mac's assistant. How about that?
I would rather have my toes cut off individually by a gangster.
That's also my answer to your question,
yes.
Too.
Yeah. See? There we go. But I offered.
I do like an offer. I mean, I think that's what, if we're learning anything today, I just like to be offered.
I think you like turning things down.
I do like turning things down, but I also like to be offered to then turn things down.
So it's interesting. I think Quinshon is a great answer, but I think if we ask the question, what's the biggest remaining question about the Browns? I think it really just depends on what vantage point you're looking at for the team. Like, okay, so the quarterback is off the board. Is it? Like, to me, I this is adjacent to or related to the quarterback position,
mm-hmm.
but the thing we talked about yesterday, which is, okay, they say they're going to win. They also say they're going to get Dillon Gabriel in here at some point, or at least that's what they're telling the media. Okay, what's the push and pull of that? Like, what are their honest intentions on this? Because your and my definition are slightly different. And I'm gonna go ahead and say, you and I are closer than most people. If we said, what do you think is going to win out to most Browns fans winning or looking at these young quarterbacks, I think we're going to have people to say they think they're going to see Dillon Gabriel week two. And I think you're going to have people say they're going to go 9-8 and we're never going to see a rookie.
I mean, well, that's part of the fun of the question is because there's just so many different areas that we can take this. And even just beyond the quarterbacks. But Joe Flacco is part of this equation as well. I mean, mm-hmm. Joe Flacco is the biggest mystery box of all of them.
I think this is my answer. I said, I think the push and pull of winning versus developing the young quarterbacks, I think that's a huge question for people.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's just, is the offensive line going to be healthy enough and functional enough to give you a real chance to upset the apple cart and upset people's expectations? because to me, the entire offensive line rolls on that. And that starts with Joel Bitonio, but Jack Conklin as well, in terms of his health. Posick, obviously, we'll figure out about week one.
If there's one part of this team that I legitimately do feel like we've under-talked about and not, and we do this 5 hours every day, we've talked about every part of this team ad nauseum. We really have, but I think it's the offensive line. I think there's a real chance that it could end up being just, like it has been for the past couple years, a bunch of injuries. It turns into a real sore spot on this team, and it derails the team in many ways. And even if you make it through this year 100% healthy and all five end up looking great, well, guess what? Four of them are hitting free agency.
Yeah, and I think specific to this year, I think the only chance to have a chance to win involves that offensive line being healthy and being good.
Which seems like it's almost impossible based off of what we've seen now for three straight years with this offensive line. Even going to the end of Bill Callahan when he was here, people mistakenly write the end of his tenureship and him being here as if he was always sunshine and rainbows. We were like the 22nd best offensive line unit in PFF the last year that he was here. It was not always great.
Yeah, I think we gave him a pass on that because he was MacGyver.
Yeah, he was, and he had so many different.
Jerron Christian, who was the other tackle that we all forgotten his name? Oh my God,
James Hudson.
You're right, we did all forget.
Jermaine Ifedi.
No, Hudson was a couple years.
It was Jermaine Ifedi.
There we go. Ifedi, we had that big discussion about last year in the preseason game. It's like, oh well, Ifedi's out there on the line. Are we doing Deshaun Watson a disservice in this preseason game? Ifedi, he's never going to see the field. And then like 5 weeks later, he was seeing the field.
Yeah, and you know what? He did see the field.
And people had a hard time saying his name.
I was going to be like, and you know what? He wasn't too. And then I remember
he did see the field. He saw the field extremely early. Yeah. It was like, oh okay. It kind of worked how the quarterback situation has worked recently, where it's the, you're like, there's no way they can use that many guys on the line. And then they end up using that many guys.
Well, but so I think if you want to have a chance to win, the offensive line needs to be healthy and there needs to be continuity. Not just this, though, because I think that's the easy one. Guys, if we want to get an honest look at these quarterbacks, any of them, beyond Joe Flacco, that O-line needs to... I don't see a world in which this offense functions. And I'm talking about like a functional NFL offense, that we don't have a regression to what last year was, unless that offensive line is like top 10, top 12.
I mean, you have enough people that have made Pro Bowls on this offensive line that you could be in that territory if they're all healthy. But even like DeJuan Jones... you know, the one young pup on that offensive line, the one that isn't 30 years old, he's ended back-to-back seasons with injuries.
Well, but think about it. This is a great running offensive line. So run blocking is what I'm trying to say. I got there eventually. It's a little less in pass blocking, but it's definitely functional. But if they're healthy, you're going to be able to run the ball. If you're able to run the ball, I know Kevin Stefanski can scheme up the play action pass, and based off that, if the run's working and the play action pass is working, you got a quarterback that actually do that. And I do think Joe and Dylan are going to be able to do that, and I do think Shador is as well, even though I think he's got to get a little bit better at disguising it. Okay, you've got a functional offense no matter who your quarterback is. Like that's the it's an absolute like all or nothing proposition, because if your offensive line is the 18th best offensive line of the NFL because of health, age, or anything in between, you aren't running the ball and you're going to pass the ball more, which is going to be problematic, especially if Dylan Gabriel gets in there and all of a sudden his third and twos have become third and sixes.
I mean, I would have to go back years to find out when they even had a top 15 offensive line.
The year was 2022.
Probably. I mean, no, seriously, that's probably the year. Like, it's been a while.
As decorated, they weren't healthy in 2023, even though they were better.
As decorated as this offensive line is, and the players that have been on this offense, the money spent on this offensive line.
I just realized you had talked about 2023, and I was here saying the same damn thing that you had said like 5 minutes ago, because I wasn't putting it in my head that Callahan's last year was 2023. Math is hard. Time is hard. I'm not a watch. 216-474-0092. I can't do math, but I know it feels longer than however long it's been.
That's, you know, what's funny,
for a while.
You know what's funny is that you're going to have a bunch of offensive line injuries, because again, all these guys end up getting injured. DeJuan Jones gets injured all the time. Bitonio he's actually healthier than most, if we're being honest. But Teller gets injured all the time. Conklin gets injured all the time. Posick's already injured. You know what's going to happen is around like week. 11 or 12 will have so many offensive line injuries, and then Shador will be given a chance to start these games, and every Shador fan will just be like, hey, you didn't even give him a chance with these offensive lines. I can hear it now.
What I will say is
you can hear it now too.
I'm reasonably confident in the interior offensive line health. Like, I actually think Luke Whipler, I actually think this could be a great moment for him. And if Posick becomes the backup, I'll actually take that as a real strong point. I think Tevin Jenkins as your backup to your guards, I think is a real, real strong point. Mm-hmm. I think Cole Strange could end up being a player in this offensive line, even if it takes a minute. It's a tackles to me that scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, I mean, Conklin's always injured, I mean, and DeJuan Jones is always injured as well to end the season.
He's
Jack skinnier
is,
now. So you got a chance. You got a better chance there.
When Jack is healthy,
he's great.
He's really great.
He's awesome. He's just not healthy enough.
And I don't know we can say that about DeJuan. Like, man, I'm seeing a scenario if DeJuan gets hurt, or if for whatever reason he is more of a right tackle and that bears fruit. I see a scenario you got to call Jed Wilson like week 12, and I just am somehow that's going to feel like a relief, and then you're going to watch Jed Wilson.
You can't call Jed Wills. You know how
he'll be healthy though.
You know how you are like
with
Deshaun.
Like Jed Wills.
You're like you with Deshaun. You're like under no circumstance can you bring Deshaun Watson in a uniform. I'm going to do that with Jed Wills. Under no circumstance can you put Jed Wills in a Browns uniform and say that's okay.
It's going to be like
not at this Luke, point.
It's going to
not
like,
at this point, Nick.
It's going to be
non-starter. Non-starter.
They just signed him.
Yeah, it was bad.
Non-starter.
It's going to be like Lou
I can't
Brown.
Watch Jed. I'm not watching Jed Wills play
It's going to be like Lou Brown.
That'll be the breaking
in
point.
In Major League.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, hey, Jedrick, nope. This is Andrew Berry. We'd like to bring you back. All right, I got to think about it. I'm playing Call of Duty right now. I'll get back to you.
I like how Jed phrased it this offseason of like, well, I got to take care of my injuries. It's like, yeah, nobody in the NFL wanted you right now. It's okay. You go get healthy.
And, you know, he does. He has to take care of his injuries. Yeah. And that might take 5 to 10 years to really get where it needs to be. You know that's a possibility, right?
Jed Wills, it's not a possibility.
Are you going to go with KT Leviston?
Yeah.
Logan Brown off the old practice squad.
They signed him, and then like 2 hours later, he was on the Browns practice field. They signed him from Los Angeles, so obviously we just played Los Angeles. But then like 2 hours later, he was on the Browns practice field. He never left, right? Like he never got on the team plane to go home with Los Angeles.
Did McVay give him the old Lane Kiffin?
Like, imagine
you'll
how that
be
goes.
Staying. The rest of us are going to Los Angeles. But you're going to stay right here.
Like he grabs his sandwich after the game and it's like, all right, ready to go. Get on the plane, ready to go. And McVay's like, not so fast, my friend. He does the week course, though. Not so fast, my friend. You're going to be staying. We'll put you up in a hotel. Don't tell anyone for like 3 days. And then all of a sudden, when you get traded, you'll just magically be in Berea the day of.
You looked so good on that field. We can't deny you the opportunity to play on that field 8 more times this year.
I love the idea of Andrew Berry actually watching him during that game and then being like, that one. I'm going to tell him to stay. I want that's the guy.
Not Willie Lampkin. Not anyone else. You get me KT Leviston. To me, it's the offensive line. Do you have I can't remember if you answered the question because
I'm going to go defensive line. I'm going to surprise some people here. I want to know how good you can be defensively with what is going to be, what is expected to be an absolute behemoth of a defensive line. I want to know, like, defensive line alone, how far that can carry a defense and in turn, how far that can carry a team.
I kind of like it because I think you might, if one more defensive back gets hurt, they're all of a sudden going to have to carry the defense. Like right now, it's plausible that you've got just enough defensive backs, just enough safeties, just enough corners to have a nice secondary. If Denzel's the corner that goes down, it's all on the defensive line.
Yeah, like we can start to do like almost like a trial, like an NFL trial of how good you can be if you have just a defensive line that wrecks. Like the Eagles, for instance, they're betting this year. They still have Jalen Carter, but they've moved a lot of pieces off that defensive line. They're actually subtracting in an interesting way. And the bet that they're having is that they can lose a little bit here and there because they have so much of a good secondary. I want to know how far you can take just a really elite defensive line in today's football.
216-474-0092. Biggest question remaining for the Cleveland Browns heading into the season. Is it Quinshon Judkins, the O-line? How much of an impact an elite, a defensive line pass rush can give you. But we've got Pete Futek of College Football News. He's coming back with us on a weekly basis now that college football's back. Where does he give the edge on Ohio State, Texas? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. To talk about all the things in college football coming up, of college football news. We're talking pros pro here. He's back for the duration of college football season. The great Pete Futek joins us now on the Fan Hotline. Pete, welcome back, bud.
How are you guys? So how are you feeling at this time of this year? Like last year, I told you it was over. Ohio State was winning the national championship. You didn't even need to watch the season, but you needed to, obviously, for our jobs and everything. This year, not so much. What's the mood like there right now?
One, I don't know if you know this. You were on the right show to do I Was Right Radio because
yeah,
Peter and I really celebrate this, and we really prop up I Was Right.
We swerve into I Was Right Radio, so I love that you do as well, Pete.
But I think we're in the Ohio State just won a championship. Nothing really matters. Let's just party and have fun part of this cycle, right?
Sure.
Sound about right?
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah, there's like a
at
fog
least
almost.
Late November, yeah.
I don't think people are going to freak out. Now, if you lose to Michigan again and keep losing to Michigan, that'll be a problem. But it feels like there's just such a, well, they did it, and now they have a long leash attachment to this.
Yeah, that's the only place, the argument against that would be Alabama under Nick Saban, where like, okay, great, you know, do it again, you know, and because it's all fun, and Ohio State's probably the only other place where I wouldn't think that would fly. I mean, it depends on how week one goes, but at the very least, make the college football playoff again, at least be in the hunt. And that's kind of the underplayed part of this opener against Texas, where Ohio State's rest of the schedule isn't all that bad. I mean, it's manageable. There probably won't be another two losses on there if they lose this. But look at Texas. If Texas loses, they still have to go to Georgia late in the year, and they could certainly drop a date to Oklahoma or someone else in SEC play. Texas needs this more. So, like, yeah, Ohio State loses. As long as they lose comfortably, it would be okay, and there's, you know, life will still go on. But, man, if Texas loses, that could be an existential problem to the college football playoff race. So for Ohio State, if you win this, all of a sudden, yeah, everything's back on track, and I think the expectations go back up again.
Pete, is it possible for this very, 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 very well-hyped game to live up to the hype?
Well, if you look at the previous four, think about it. The four times, it's kind of crazy that these two teams have only played four times. The previous four of them, three times the winner ended up playing for the national championship, and the other time, those were two monsters. And I think it was Texas who went on to have this huge season, would have totally, you know, been one of the top four teams in a expanded college player, a college football playoff. So every single one of the other one games have turned out to matter and be a monster. This one's probably no different. But this game is kind of like every game, every big game early on this college football season. I don't know if Julian Fan's good. I'm assuming he is, but he better be, because they didn't go out and get a Will Howard. They didn't go out to the transfer portal to get someone. But that's the same storyline that it is for, like, Alabama and Notre Dame and, you know, Michigan. And I guess not Oregon, because they did get Dante Moore from UCLA, but to a certain extent. But for a lot of these top teams, they're going in with a relatively new quarterback. Meanwhile, Arch is still pretty new. Everyone kind of loses sight. Oh, it's Arch Manning. He's, you know, number one overall draft pick and stuff. He started last year against Texas, San Antonio, and Louisiana Monroe. Quinn Ewers did all the heavy lifting for that team. So he's still pretty brand new to this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
You know, one thing I'm curious about inside this game, though, so last year, Pete, if you remember correctly, Texas's game plan was stop Jeremiah Smith, and they're one of the few teams that was their game plan, and they actually did it. Now, they still lost by 2 touchdowns, so I don't know how much of a pat on the back they get.
Yeah, yada, 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 they lost by 2 touchdowns. If it wasn't for the worst play call in college football history, that's probably a tad different, but okay.
Well, so do you run that same game plan? I think Jeremiah Smith had, what, 3 total yards in that game? They shot him down in many ways. At what cost, though?
I'm sure I'm going to get blasted for this, but everyone remembers Jeremiah Smith because of the Rose Bowl. He was obviously great all year long. Obviously, he had a great, consistent year, but it was like the couple of the big moments and the big games everyone saw. He had times where he did disappear at times. It wasn't like he was out there with 1987 Jerry Rice in every game. So it is possible to take him away, and if you do, okay. Still got a whole bunch of other weapons that you have there. So last year was close, but again, I joke about it, but there's the old saying that Bobby Knight had. I was, really, really worried, and, LSU had some big trouble. They looked down the other end of the bench, and there was Dale Brown, and I knew everything was going to be okay. Same thing for Ohio State. Things are going to get problems. You still have Steve Sarkisian on the other side of the field. He's going to screw it up at some point. the first 20 plays or so, Texas is going to look like they could win the Super Bowl. I mean, they're going to look awesome. They're going to look like the most, the greatest team you've ever seen. Oh, my God, Ohio State's going to get doors blown off. Look how sharp this bunch is. And then all of a sudden, they're going to have to adjust and adapt. And then that's when the game will be on for Ohio State.
So with that, it sounds like you're leaning Ohio State. Is that fair to say?
Very, very slightly. I still think as good and talented as Texas is, especially on the offensive line, there's a little bit here where I'm not going to say, it's better than I would. I'm not going to say that Ohio State has this kind of like underappreciated feel because they're favored. But I do kind of get the sense that, when you get a team like this and you have all this five-star talent, you've got a bunch of new guys who want to prove themselves. You've got, all these guys who are waiting in the wings, and now it's their time to rise up and rock. If this was a home game in Texas, I'd go Texas. If it's a home game in Columbus, which obviously it is, very sheepishly going to Ohio State here. But I will not be shocked by any outcome.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like there's too much that's new. I mean, 26 players between the two teams went to the NFL draft. Ohio State's going to have 8 new starters alone. Like, there's just too much new here, Pete.
Yeah, but again, going back to like, it's not like you guys are Indiana or something. Like, you're supposed to be good every single year. That's kind of the point, is that every single year, Alabama, what'd they do? Okay, they lost every starter to the NFL. Well, then they went on and won the national championship again. You just replace new guy with next new guy. But it's still asking a lot to replace NFL talent no matter what. So there is going to be a little bit of a learning curve. And this is where, as fun as this game is, take a look at week 2 games. Next week's games are just awful. That's when this game should be played. This week should be like Central Cupcake Tech or something, just to get the timing down, just to get this thing going already. But we don't have that. So, like you said, there's so many variables here. It's really hard to have a definitive, like, call and say, yeah, this team's really going to rock this one. Because, again, both teams are awesome. Both teams are low with NFL talent. Both of them could, you know, be right in the national championship race until the end. So it's kind of tough on this one.
Pete, you mentioned the mood on trying to follow up last year's national championship. Where's the concern? Where's the anxiety? Where's the confidence? Well, Paul Brown, Woody Hayes, Jim Tressel, Urban Meyer, and Ryan Day have all won a national championship at Ohio State, but only Woody Hayes has won multiple national championships, which brings the question, what would back-to-back titles do for Ryan Day's legacy at Ohio State?
God, I guess that's right. Urban didn't win a second one there, did he? He came awfully close, but it was Florida who won the two. I kind of forgot that. I mean, it should be cemented pretty hard now. I mean, I'm still the Ryan Day apologist club. I mean, he is. You just don't win that many college football games. And, you know, no matter, I know the whole Michigan thing. I know everything. But, like, if you're winning over 80% of your college football games, you're doing something right. And just be in the mix every single year. And that's obviously Ohio State. There are a handful of teams that there is no real excuse, where every single year, Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, they should all be in the hunt. And he's got another team that's good enough to do that. And Texas is close. And so for all the oh, wow, this is Texas's year, and look at how good this team is. Remember how the pollsters vote. They know who Arch Manning is. So they're like, oh, yeah, Texas was in the, you know, this close to the national championship, and they have Arch Manning. Okay, number one, as opposed to really doing a deep dive. But you can take, like, 10 teams and pick one of them out, and you might have the number one team in the country. So for Ryan Day, yeah, you're at home. You've got your favorite. You've got a good team. Go win this thing.
I want to ask about another game that I am not as excited for, but it's close. LSU versus Clemson at night, and it's going to be, I mean, it's Nussmeier versus Klubnik, and for a team in the Browns that might need a quarterback this upcoming year, kind of locked in. I think Clemson's got one of the best defenses in the country. How do you see this game?
You don't have enough quarterbacks already. Like, you want more? Like,
always college, shopping. We're always shopping for quarterbacks.
Shador's not doing it for you yet? Yes, okay. I'm not there on Clemson. This is not the Clemson of a few years ago. This is not the Trevor Lawrence teams. It does not have the defensive front. I mean, they're loaded with – this team's loaded with experience. And give Dabo credit. This is where, you know, his style might work, where everyone else is going transfer portal. His plan of, like, hey, come to Clemson. You don't have to look over your shoulder. We're not going to find your replacement through the transfer portal. Work out the problems. Well, this is where it needs to pay off, because after a couple of years – these guys are experienced and ready to roll. LSU's an interesting case. That is a team with the guys to actually win the national title. The offense is going to be awesome, but it's a Brian Kelly team, so the defenses haven't been that great. And, you know, I know you're not supposed to do this and, you know, dumb and lazy, but really, LSU has not won a season opener since after winning the 2019 national championship. That's kind of weird. And so now they have to go to the other Death Valley. I am sheepishly saying Clemson in this. If it was in Baton Rouge, I'd be going LSU. But both these teams are about the same. But both of them are very, very good. I think long haul, LSU is going to have a better shot to do some damage if it gets into the college football playoff. But, yeah, Clemson's really good.
All right, Pete, we're going to be doing a quarterback Deadpool, which means we're the three of us are going to be drafting three quarterbacks in the next segment. And meaning – we're going to try and ride this Deadpool all the way to next year's draft. Whoever gets the first quarterback off the board gets the most points. The second most points are which quarterback goes to the Browns. The third most point is overall draft position of your three quarterbacks. A lot of strategy involved. Who should be the number one pick in the quarterback Deadpool for afternoon drive?
You mean besides Arch, you know?
Arch is a risk, though, because if you take Arch and then he doesn't go out, you're potentially getting 0 points.
All right, I'm going to throw you I'm just going to give you, like, the sleeper and all this. Watch out for what Carson Beck does. It was totally lost that after 2023, he was thrown out there as the maybe number one overall draft pick. I mean, he had a whale of a season for Georgia in 2023. Brock Bowers was gone. The receiving core wasn't that good. He's got a much, much better receiving core at Miami now than he had last year at Georgia. they've got tight ends who might not be Bowers, but are really good. And they've got one of the 3 to 5 best offensive lines in the country to keep him upright. I know there's a reality show aspect to his life, and there's maybe some problems. He did take a massive step back. But if he comes out, just goes off, and is that guy from a couple years ago, watch how fast the narrative clicks on him. And if he's great and they beat Notre Dame, then all of a sudden he goes right back into the mix as one of the top quarterbacks in the NFL draft. But if it's not Arch, if it's not Beck, there really isn't a whole lot else. I'm not buying Lenora Sellers quite yet. Klubnik, Aller, I know he's sucked so far and he's been weird. I'm still a Shador guy. I can't get off of this, but yeah.
He hasn't sucked so far. It was just a bad half, Pete. Like he was really good in game one.
Yeah. You know, he's a rookie, and that's it for all these guys. If you're rookies, still need time, but yeah, I don't think this is this elite class quite yet. But watch out for Carson Beck, and you can buy him on the cheap.
So you would take right now Shador over, let's say, Drew Aller.
It's the Kenny Pickett argument. Sometimes the answer in the draft is none of the above. And, you know, you could shoehorn in a quarterback. And Shador is obviously flawed. Obviously, there's major issues. But you're also talking about a guy who last year had one of the greatest statistical seasons, at least accuracy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Wise in the history of the sport, it's something there. It just, if it flips on, I think there's massive upside. But still, I don't think there's another guy currently in college other than Arch. You'd say, yeah, that's the guy who's obviously better than any possible NFL starting quarterback out there right now.
Pete, it's great to have you back on board, buddy. We appreciate you.
Anytime, guys.
Pete Futek there, College Football News on the Fan Hotline. We do not know the draft order yet next, but the Afternoon Drive quarterback Deadpool will explain it in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. We realize we are on QB watch for 2026. Yes, we have to see what Dylan Gabriel has. Yes, we have to see what Shador has. But you have to be able to make multiple plans at once and see which ones bear fruit. So this year, to keep us honest, we are going to be debuting the QB Deadpool. And it's a pretty basic premise. Myself, JP, and Mac will all be drafting three college quarterbacks that are eligible for the 2026 draft. And the goal here is to, one, pick the quarterback and keep the quarterback that will be the number one quarterback off the board next year, presumably the number one pick.
Mm-hmm.
Two, get the quarterback that lands with the Cleveland Browns. And then three, pick the most, basically the best drafted quarterbacks of threes. Meaning, like, if you have the first pick and the 32nd pick and the 50th pick, that'll be better than, like, the second pick, the 50th pick, and the 150th pick. That was a lot of numbers. The point is, these are the three goals, and we've got a commissioner for this as well to make sure this is done accurately and fairly. This is the quarterback Deadpool draft for Afternoon Drive.
All right, guys. Yeah, we have to establish a draft order before we begin. I'll be the commissioner. Nick, Jonathan, Mac, you guys will be drafting.
Yep.
I did put the names into ChatGPT.
All right, let's see.
And it pumped out a draft order. We have Mac drafting first.
Nice.
Followed by Jonathan, and then Nick.
Oh, you'll be- it's good to be the king because it's a snake draft. I would rather the third pick than the first pick because I get to make two in a row there.
Okay, then.
Oh, you don't believe in that theory?
Oh, I'd much rather be poor. It made me work harder in life, and now I got to where I'm at, and I got a good mentality. Okay, I'll take being rich instead.
All right.
I'll take the better draft pick.
So with that, let's begin the Afternoon Drive QB Deadpool. And Mac, you're on the clock.
I'm going to be selecting Lenoris Sellers, South Carolina quarterback.
See, this is why. This is why you don't have the number one pick. It's a tough one there.
It's playing right into my hands. I'm going to take Kate Klubnik.
Ooh, okay. Let's see. So Sellers is off the board. With my first, I would like the commissioner to announce my pick here.
And with the third overall pick in the Afternoon Drive QB Deadpool, Nick Wilson selects.
He only gets it for his, by the way. I only want this for Nick.
Penn State quarterback Drew Aller. All right. Nick Wilson's also still on the clock, so.
And to begin the second round of the Afternoon Drive QB Carousel, Nick Wilson selects.
Oh, this one is a lot harder. Garrett Nussmeier out of LSU. That brings us to JP again, yeah?
All right, so.
Yeah, back to JP.
Now I get to go boom or bust territory here, and now I do just get to take Arch Manning.
Ooh, okay.
Shocked it took this long, by the way.
Well, it had to, because there's so much coming with taking Arch Manning. If he doesn't go into the draft, then you're stuck without any points for that selection. Although we will know that in enough time to be able potentially to flip around.
All right, now this brings Mac to the board.
I'm going to be selecting Fernando Mendoza out of Indiana.
Wait, you thought Mendoza was going to make it? Not with Mac on the board. Come on now. Mac is part of the Mendoza
Menches?
That works, too.
I like it.
That works, too.
All right, Mac, you will begin round three of the Afternoon Drive QB Carousel. You have Lenore Sellers, Fernando Mendoza on your team so far.
I'm going to go boom or bust with this one. I'm going to go Aiden Childs, Michigan State quarterback.
All right, that's actually, listen, I think Fernando Mendoza is your best pick. Aiden Childs, that's well done. I mean, a little too Big Ten heavy, and Big Ten quarterbacks can be booty, but hey, looks good on you. All right, JP?
I'm going Sam Leavitt, Arizona State.
Man, okay, my third rounders have just been taking a beating here. Let's see here. I got to talk while I review my big board. Okay, check.
So far, we have Jonathan with Cade Klubnik, Arch Manning, Sam Leavitt, Mac Robinson, Lenora Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, and Aiden Childs. Nick, you have Drew Aller and Garrett Nussmeier so far. And with your third and final pick of the Afternoon Drive at quarterback carousel, Nick Wilson selects.
I'm still thinking here. The point is, you really screwed me with Mendoza. I really thought I was going
to
get him.
Do you want me to give you some names here?
No. I
maybe Nico from UCLA, maybe John Mateer from Oklahoma, maybe Carson Beck from the U. Futek loved Carson Beck.
Yeah,
I don't. And I the Cavender twin relationship,
that's the one that does it for you?
Out on Beck.
All right.
I talk about an Instagram quarterback. That's an Instagram quarterback right there.
I think I'm going to draft Carson Beck, quarterback out of Miami. Nico's playing in a situation I don't think any of us can trust at UCLA. I got to say, I actually thought this ended up going a lot better. Like, I think we all did pretty well for ourselves. Even Mac, who Lenora Sellers is the number one pick, was a wild pick.
Yeah, it was a wild number one pick.
I mean, you really gave the draft to me and JP with the first two rounds, but Aiden Childs could end up really making, it could be a difference maker
if
there.
If I hadn't taken Arch Manning, how far was he going to slide? What was his Shedeur Sanders-esque drop going to look like?
See, my hope was he would then... that would have meant Arch Manning and Fernando Mendoza to Mac, and that would have not been okay. That would have really... I mean, again, those are three boomer bust picks.
If you're going to give me Manning in the third round, I absolutely would have done it. I was going to take Mendoza regardless, though.
All right. I would like, Jake, we're going to put this up on Afternoon Drive with a poll on who wins this the Deadpool draft for Afternoon Drive in the quarterback class. Like, here's the thing.
Unfortunately for you guys, I got Arch Manning in there, so I'm going to win, even though it's not fair, because it's not really how the game goes. But the people on the internet don't really know that, so I'm going to end up winning this poll.
I think the funny thing about this is, you're correct, but I think the funny thing will be if you end up, Arch Manning ends up not being in this draft.
Right.
And then in like mid-February, you've got to pull a name from the hat.
Yeah, I mean, that's the risk there.
Yeah.
that's why
I'm going to bank on it.
That's the risk. But you let me fall to five. I had no other choice.
Listen, the second round pick, boomer bust spot there. Now, so a couple of details. One, every week we're going to address the quarterback Deadpool, and every week each one of us will have a chance to update everybody on how their quarterback's playing.
I can't wait to see how far this changes and how much it changes, because if you do most years before the season gets underway, the quarterback big board is much different than what it ends up being.
I think I'm going to have to do the Adam the Bull Excel document here. I think I'm going to have to track this week by week by week so that over time we can see how different this is. I think mine's going to change less than you two.
Well, we do have a commissioner, though. Is the commissioner keeping track of that, or do you want to... I would like a...
You don't trust me to keep track of it?
No, I definitely do. Whoever it is, I would just like an ongoing copy would be nice.
Mm. Yeah, I'll definitely keep track. Maybe make some graphics, put it out on socials, things like that.
Mm. I really thought I had y'all when I got Nussmeier, and I really thought Mendoza was going to go there. And here's the funny thing, is I was like, there's no way JP passes up on Nussmeier. And even if he does, there's no way Mac passes on him twice.
Right.
And I was never going to draft Arch Manning, despite the fact he is, like, he was at the bottom.
I did wonder if nobody took him, if I didn't take him, if it was just going to just be one big slide.
He was going to be my third round pick, and that's the only way I was going to take him.
Yeah, no, it was too rich for my blood. I had to take him.
Something else to consider, though, too, trades are allowed. So, Mac, take note of Nick, who was really upset when you drafted Mendoza. Maybe that'll be worked out later on.
Hey, Mac, Carson Beck for Fernando Mendoza. Who says no?
I do.
Other than that, who says no? I mean, think about it. This was
on behalf of the league, and almost like, you know, the end of like fantasy football. I'd love to be a part of a fantasy football league, by the way, if anyone's looking out there. I'd love to be a part of it. Would love to join one of those.
Yeah. Like we were a pre-show meeting, and I was like, anybody, I'm getting ready to relaunch this. And then somebody was like, oh,
somebody
I hate
at the station happened to have a fantasy football team that a couple people needed to join. I mean, you know, but like at the end of those seasons, when collusion happens, and all of a sudden, you know, you see like great wide receivers being traded from one team to another, maybe to a team that is out of the running. If that happens, I need the commish to step in and say collusion's happening, because these two are in cahoots.
Whoa.
They're always in cahoots, and I'm playing against it.
That's why you're
the fair commissioner,
is Jake, and he's the commissioner,
and that's why I need him to be the commissioner.
Well, if I'm being fair, I do like JP's team the most so far.
Well, thank you.
This is fair.
I like
balanced.
The club Jake and Manning combo 1 and 2.
I mean, we got Gary Bettman over here.
Jake also prescribes to my rule of we don't need fantasy football. Be a real adult and gamble on it.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
I bleep all of you. The quarterback Deadpool, who won it? Mac's team is Lenora Sellers, Fernando Mendoza, Aiden Childs. JP's is Cade Klubnik, Arch Manning, and Sam Levitt. And mine is Drew Aller, Garrett Nussmeier, and Carson Beck. The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.